Good morning and welcome to day 4 of our 12 days to miracles of miracles. I keep swapping it. 12 days of miracles. 12 days of miracles. And don't be surprised if it takes you 12 days to get to your miracle, because it depends on what we believe about miracles. So today what I want to bring us is into the energy of expansion. I just saw another meme this morning. It's between December 26th and December 30th. I don't know what time it is. I'm full of cheese. I'm all confused. And that's usually how we tend to feel right now. With this energy of waiting for New Year, this energy of this will happen in New Year, the energy will be new. Something new will happen. And whether you operate this way or not, we have been trained to think that way for a very long time. We have been trained to wait for New Year at this point. I mean, people start in November saying, talk to me after New Year. I've heard this for weeks now from people. Let's talk after January 2nd. And since January 2nd is on Thursday, people are now scheduling everything for January 6th. That's first Monday of January. And what I want us to expand to right now is, right now, what if my miracle occurs right now? What if I experience a miracle right now? Taking a deep breath in. I'm going to raise the energy a little bit this morning. I will continue to raise the energy as we get closer, and especially after the new year, because there is the energy in the air for that. Right now, I'm keeping us in the focus inward, slow down. And this morning, I will intentionally raise the energy a little bit. So, what if I don't have to wait till tomorrow or to January 1st? What if I can have my miracle today? Today, what if today is the day for my miracle? Maybe it's not the miracle that I've been praying for, because I think I need something specific to change for me to have a certain experience of life. But maybe that's not what my higher self needs. Maybe my higher self needs a different kind of miracle. Maybe a moment of silence is the miracle I need today. Or maybe the moment of laughter is the miracle I need today. What if I notice my miracle today, but it's not the miracle I've been praying for? Very often people pray for money. I used to do that too. Pray for money, or like, something that we think externally will solve whatever discomfort we are feeling. So could be money, could be peace, could be health. It's like external. Even health is external. Like, I'll have a certain experience of myself externally, really, even though health is internal. We can't really define it very well, but I'll have a different experience of my life than I do right now. Perhaps I will not feel as lonely. Perhaps I will feel fulfilled. Perhaps I will feel like I'll know what I'm doing. But it's because I will have a certain number of clients. Like, either we go either way. We either get very non-specific, or we get very specific but not on point about what could really fill the hole. There is a hole, and we just don't know how to fill it, and we think that something specific will fill it in that's nothing like it at all. So in this moment, without waiting for something, I read a quote this morning, where you are is the entry point. Not waiting for a specific day and time or conditions, date, or a certain feeling to have the miracle. What if the miracle is occurring today? And it doesn't look like I think it should, so I'm saying it's not it. Or it is requiring something of me, so I'm saying not that. A miracle should be a lot easier. It should just happen. It should just show up. It should just be. It should. Discrediting what might already be occurring right in front of us. A miracle. What is this miracle that I am ready for today, right now, right now, right now? What is the miracle I'm receiving in my body right now? And again, don't go for a sum of money, but could be. Be open to some other way. Like, I'll tell you, this was really fascinating. My last travel for, second to the last travel for a training, I said, I don't know how, but I'm not paying for food at all this trip. I don't know how, but I'm not paying for food. And I've taken this trip with this training center before, and I'm always responsible for 2 out of 3 meals. Well, somehow every single day, every single meal was paid for. Every single day, I didn't pay for even one meal. And I looked back and I said, how? I could, that wasn't the problem. But I'm like, I'm just not. I play like this all the time with miracles. And I could just say, wow, that's cool. I called it a miracle. And the whole entire time, I didn't know how it was going to happen, but it did. And I call those miracles. A shift in perspective, something could happen now and it does. Can I receive it as a miracle? So what is it right now? And from this moment, from this place, you as an entry point, right this moment, wherever you are, is the entry point for the miracle. Wherever you are, in your thoughts, in your feelings, in your expectations, in your heart, I want you to imagine that, like a balloon, blow some air all around you and expand. You have an aura of energy. This space of you, this energetic space of you, is bigger than your physical body. Sometimes we shrink so much that it actually feels like it's a lot smaller than our physical body. I don't believe that's ever really the case. But how big it is outside of our body, it's up to us. Sometimes we keep it very close to our physical space because we can protect our physical space by pushing somebody or kicking somebody. We can protect our physical space, and thus we have an illusion that we can protect this energetic space. But this energetic space, in my experience, it's always a little bigger than a physical body, and sometimes a lot bigger. So just in this moment, with the next breath in, as you exhale, expand your energetic bubble. In front of you, behind you, to the left, to the right, above you and below you, make it bigger. And as you make it bigger, I want you to imagine that that space becomes a space where your miracle can occur. Wouldn't you want to make it bigger now? This way your miracle encompasses more people, more space, more possibility. This way, more unseen substance that is collaborating to create your miracle can be included in your space. Make it a little bigger now. With the next inhale, and exhale, make it bigger. Let it expand. Include even more unseen substance in the space where a miracle will be occurring today. But what I mean by unseen substance is the energy. It's the unseen forces. It's what I spoke about on day one. Everything that already was ever created is already here. It's just a lot of it is in the energetic space we don't see. And when we choose to include it, the energy, the unseen, we are incorporating a lot more substance into the space we take up for creation of our miracle. And I want you to get a little bigger with the next breath, just a little bigger, just a little beyond the point of comfort, going into discomfort of, wow, that's a little too much. I took up too much space. I am claiming too much substance. I am claiming too much energy. Somebody else will need it. No, you don't. Go there. You need it. You get to have it. Not because you need it, but because you say you get to have it. That's why you need it, because why not? And now if you choose to, at any moment, you can shrink back your energetic space. Just take up a little less space, wherever you're comfortable. And throughout the day, you also can do that. If you are in a group of people and you want to shrink a little because you want to, sometimes I don't want to be as seen as I am and I shrink my energy. And sometimes I want to impact more people and include more people and then I'll get bigger. And then all of a sudden, I will see somebody from the edge of my aura notice me and come over to me and start talking to me. And all of a sudden, we are in a conversation of something really exciting that points to the next something and next piece of a puzzle for my creation of my miracle. That's how it happens. Things happen through people. We'll talk about that as we keep going. But today, I want you to play with expanding the space you take up energetically to include more substance in your aura, energetic field, as the substance that will collaborate to create your miracle. And then expect the unexpected. And allow yourself to receive limitless good, because you are a miracle. See you tomorrow.